Maisus Perkei Mishnehei. Halakech Ste Yarek B'Surya. If a person buys a garden, there's a field of vegetables in Surya, which is present-day Syria. The Rav explains, like we've had in previous Mishnahs, that David HaMelech conquered Syria, and they gave it certain halachas like Eretz Yisrael, certain halachas it was not like Eretz Yisrael. So im ad shaloi bala oinas ha-maisrus, so if when he purchased this land, there were certain vegetables growing there that didn't get to their stage where they were edible, so they were not grown enough for their chayiv and maisrus. So chayiv. So therefore, these vegetables, when they do get to that stage, then you would be chayiv, the owner would be chayiv, because it grew and it hit that stage when it was in your rishus. Umishabolainas amaisrus potter. However, if it was already in that stage when it was owned by the guy, so it's potter. Because the reason that you're potter is because at least legabe this, they considered kivish yachid lav shmei kivish. In other words, all of Klal Yisrael didn't go and conquer Syria, and therefore, since it was only David HaMelech, and what is an Oli Mitzrayim, it's not ours, and therefore it didn't have a din of maisus anyway. So if you bought it after already, it would have had chiv of maisus, meaning after it was already matured enough, then you were potter from taking off maisus. And then what you can do is you can pluck away from it after you purchase it, even if it grows more, because that which it grows is in your rishus. However, the Rav says, but that doesn't mean, though, that you're able to hire workers, because when you hire workers, we're now going to see Rabbi Huda Shita, that may cause other issues, because if you hire workers now, although you bought it and it already grew and matured while it was in the guy's rishus, while it was owned by the guy, we're afraid that if you actually hire workers, people are going to think that it doesn't make a difference, and they may come to buy things even when it did not hit the Einus Meisers. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yisker Poilim V'Lakit. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's not such a concern. You can even hire workers, and they can go, and they can pluck from it. It's not a problem. L'maisa, even if you made even if somebody does make this mistake, it's a din derabbanan. Anyway, it's a gzera that they may end up doing anyway, something that's midderabbanan, because really there's no chiv midderaisa on these fruits and vegetables. So there's no concern, Rabbi Yehuda says. So therefore, if the field hit einus maisus, you can buy it, you can take it over, you don't have to take off maisus, and not only that, you can hire workers. When does this apply? This, like the verse explains, this that we say, that when you buy before it matures enough, that it hits its chi of maisrus, this is only applicable, only when you actually buy field. But if you just buy the fruits or vegetables themselves, it doesn't mean only this, but it's saying, like the verse explains, even if it didn't hit the einus maisrus, you're potter. Of course, if it hit the einus maisus and then you purchased it, of course you're potter. But the chiddush is, even if it didn't hit the einus maisus, you bought already cut vegetables, and then the vegetables ripened after they were cut. You left them out by the window, and then they ripened that way. Of course, you're still potter. Rabbi Omer and the Mefarshim say this is going on the Tanakama, where the Tanakama said that if something already hit the chi of a maisus, so then you're potter from taking off any other maisus. So if you buy something in Syria from a non-Jew, and it already hit the einus maisus, so your pot or whatever grows afterwards, you're okay, you don't have to take off maisus. So Rebbe's coming and he's being chaylik, and he says, af lefi cheshbon. Rebbe says that if you can see that it grew further, so you have to take maiser off of the portion that grew further. You have to make a cheshbon of what added on afterwards. So for example, like the Rav says, if it grew a third by the non-Jew, so that's not enough, or let's say less than a third, and then it grew more than two-thirds in your rishus, so therefore you would take off based on the two-thirds. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel over here.